Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Could you imagine if we tried to reboot that today in this climate? Because we used to have billboards everywhere. Those billboards today, 5 straight, white, focused men coming straight at you. People would be like, is that a documentary about January 6th?
On Sunday at 7:30 at The Factory, our next guest, actor and comedian Jeremy Piven, will be performing. You've seen him in Entourage. You've seen the 3-time Emmy Award winner and 2-time Golden Globe winner. Also in the movie Old School and a number of others like Serendipity and Smokin' Aces and Runaway Jury. But he's been all over the place. And Jeremy Piven now joins us. He's the host of the podcast How You Livin', J. Piven. Jeremy, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm excited to get to St. Louis because I grew up right next to you in Chicago.
That's true. About 4.5 hours or so away. I know you just threw out first pitch at Wrigley Field. How'd that go?
It did not go well, sir. and you know, it hurts that you bring that up, and I don't appreciate it.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't see it. I knew it happened.
Did you,
I was giving you the benefit of the doubt. I thought you would have done great.
Did you bounce it?
You know what? I did, and thank you guys for bringing up trauma. You know, I need to release it, and I'm going to release it on you now.
Okay.
So get ready.
Yeah.
That's what we're
okay?
here for.
Yeah.
Everybody else does.
You know what? Anger is interesting. We all deal with anger. Anger is a punishment you give yourself for something someone else did. Kind of like burning your Tesla.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like burning. No, I am. Here's what happened, guys. Look at I'm not gonna lie to you. I love the Cardinals. You know, you guys are our rivals. Being a Cubs fan, and I love you guys, Ozzie Guillen, lots of legends. I went into the before the game. I went and I met with Ian Happ and my guys out there, and they coached me. And I was thinking too much, guys. I got in my own way. And I've thrown out a bunch of first pitches. And I bounced this one. And I was booed by 17,000 people. And it doesn't feel good.
Have you ever thrown one here?
I haven't thrown one there. But you know what? Can we work that out?
Maybe. When are you getting into town?
Well, that's the problem.
Oh.
I'm actually filming my special Friday night in Chicago. I head to Minnesota Saturday, then I head to you on Sunday, and I didn't make this schedule.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'll stick around, because I got a really I have a lot of close friends in St. Louis. I'm not just saying this. They live in University City there.
Oh yeah, U City's great.
U City.
Yeah.
And so I, you know. I'm Jewish, so I like to save money, and I stay with them at their house.
So how are you going to be in town for a couple of days?
By the way, you know how you know someone's Jewish?
No.
They tell you.
I was going to say that.
That's it. Well, say it, man.
I should have.
Pull the trigger.
I screwed up.
Well, that's the joke about atheists, vegans, and CrossFitters walk into a bar, and you only know it because they told everyone as soon as they walked in.
And the CrossFit are all injured. They're all injured.
Right.
You know,
and they're
a slave to their ego.
They're
professional workout people. I love that. That's a great way to live.
Who would have thought that throwing around 100-pound weights as fast as you can would result in injury? But... oh, well.
Yeah, it's weird. But at the same time, we love them and we celebrate them and we don't judge them. And they're making the hospitals a lot of money. And I go to the gym I all the time. And I'll tell you why, because I'm getting older. This is how you know you're getting older. I used to look at a woman in a short skirt and I'd be like, wow, she's hot. And now I'm like, I wonder if she's cold. Yeah. And also, this is a true story. I went to a gym and the trainer came up to me and said, I know exactly what to do with you. And I said, thank God. What do you do with me? Well, she goes, well, you're a NARP. I said, what's a NARP? She goes, you're a non-athletic regular person. And I said, but I identify as an elite athlete. My pronouns were Bruce and Jenner, and now they're Bron and James.
That's exactly what you want to hear, is you're a regular non-athletic person. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, and then, there's a button to that joke that I can't say on the air, because I love you guys, and I don't want to disrespect you.
We would be in trouble.
But, thank you.
But I'm going to say it when I get to your beautiful theater on Monday. What theater am I playing?
You're at the Factory. It's really cool.
The Factory.
Yeah, it's a pretty new venue, like maybe 5 or so years.
I knew where I was playing. I just wanted you to say it.
Well, thefactorystl.com. Get tickets. Go do that now.
Also, jeremy/piven.com. You can go to that and visit me. I take adorable pictures.
Oh.
Yeah, it's adorable. Or go to my Instagram.
Is that really adorable?
It's adorable in the way that I'm very transparent about my life. And how much I love my mother, who passed away a couple months ago, and it's been a rough time. But I get to laugh, and I get to come to St. Louis and make you guys laugh.
If I being serious, just for one second before we get on to your stand up, you do mention your mother, and she was an inspiration for you, right? An artist, a director, an actress, and it was her idea to make the performance, your film you did with your sister, correct?
Yeah, and it's the best work of my life. And I will be back there this year, and I'll come back. I'll see you guys in studio, because that'll be more fun. We'll talk about the performance. You know, us Midwest people, we work hard, and we don't give up, and I never gave up. My mom gave me the short story out of The New Yorker, and she said there's a great role in there for you, and boy, was she right. My sister adapted it and directed it, and it took me 15 years to make. And, you know, if you never give up, you're going to win. But, you know, getting through that is not necessarily fun.
I'll just say, I have to quote you here because this is insane. But when you are getting permission for the film project, you said you went to Rebecca Miller, who's Arthur Miller's daughter, and you went to pitch it, and her husband, who you call a viciously mediocre actor named Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
That's
he's
insane.
He's only the greatest living actor. And so, you know, it was very intimidating to get the rights from her, and she gave me the rights. And I've been paying for them for 15 years. And every year they would be like, you really want to pay again? Are you going to make this movie? I don't think you. No one thought I was going to make it. And I was trying. And, you know, to get the money for an independent film that's a period piece is very difficult because it's not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, independent films are always, you know, set in current times. And so they're very cost effective. And so this wasn't, and you know, sometimes you got to go deep, and I did, and it's the best work of my life. Speaking of deep, we have a new Pope, and he's Chicago. He's a Chicago guy,
yeah.
And he's from the South Side. And my fantasy is that he has a hardcore Chicago accent. You know, okay, guys, let's go inward. Let's go deep. Speaking of deep, I got you some deep dish pizza, everyone, from Giordano's. We're going to do a real nice job. You know, our accent was voted the least sexy accent in America.
Was it really?
I saw that years ago. Yeah.
It's actually birth control. No one wants to sleep with you when you have a Chicago accent. Mine's been beaten out of me because I am a master thespian.
Yeah, because you don't have it.
I don't have it, but when I drink, it comes back.
Oh, it comes back like
really hard. Oh,
there it
my
is.
God.
There it is.
It's almost cocktail time, guys.
Oh
yeah,
gosh.
But it, you know, I'm getting hard. I'm getting, what? No, I'm sorry. No, you're not getting hard. No one's getting hard when you hear this. Sorry.
That's okay. Exactly what I was saying. that's Jeremy Piven. Yeah.
Guys, I went too far.
Oh, no, wow. You can't go too far here.
Really?
I think most of our listeners are asleep anyway. It doesn't matter.
Morning AM radio.
you guys have 11 strong listeners. Can we give them, why don't we, we've got a few tickets left. Let's give them a free meet and greet if they mention you guys.
Okay.
Can we do that?
They
just have to mention you guys?
I don't know. This is
you don't know.
So, okay, we're going to keep you on the line after the interview's over, and we'll find out, because there are these weird
radio
FCC rules, and we can get in trouble for doing things and giving things away unless we have it vetted first.
Emails like every 2 weeks.
It's really stupid.
About we are on the precipice of a prison sentence every day.
We're always in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Listen, our fearless leader, I think they, you know, what Trump, listen, the guy that's leading this country has been in a little more trouble than you guys.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, but he still got to be president.
He did. That's my point.
But we'll just get let
that
go.
That is my point. Don't live in fear, one of you.
That's
it's all going to be okay.
All right. That's a good point.
Is that why they call you Teflon Ronji?
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what it is.
Listen, you know, even my mother, who said to me, you know, I think Trump, did he fake that assassination? I said, Mom, you're an acting teacher. Do you think he's that good of an actor? He's not.
Yeah. Well,
there are a lot of people who think that happened, though. There are a lot of people who believe that. I mean, it's not half, but it's a decent amount.
Jeremy, you may know this, but Chris Ronji, when he was in Chicago for a long time, he did pre-post game for the White Sox, did some play-by-play for the White Sox. So we think there's a non-zero chance that the Pope knows who Chris Ronji is. What do you think about that?
That's all I think about,
I'm sure.
That's literally all I think about.
Well,
and that's all I'm going to think about.
Listen, Jeremy, you know he knows who you are for sure.
Yeah.
He has to.
You know, the thing about the Pope is... he might, because here's some Kevin Bacon.
11
degrees of bacon separation. I played a character named Ari Gold. Ari Gold, the real Ari Gold is Ari Emanuel. Ari Emanuel his brother is Rahm Emanuel, who was the mayor of Chicago while the Pope was here doing his thing. So I might have a shot.
Yeah.
You know, being a Jew, I might have a shot to meet the Pope. I don't even know if is that kosher?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kosher.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
I think it's great.
He'll say, come on, guys, let's do a couple, 2-3 Hail Marys and get out there and do some sinning. Let's go, guys. I see the white smoke. I want all the smoke. Let's go, guys. You do a nice job. There you go, Chicago accent. That's the type of hilarity you can expect. At the factory.
Sunday,
7:30. Yes, I'm performing at the Rusty Chuckle Bucket Factory Monday.
Hey, you mentioned Entourage, and that was a hugely popular show. My guess is that when you meet random people, the thing that you get recited back to you most is, let's hug it out, bitch. You hear that a lot?
All the time.
Is that the thing you hear the most?
I hear Lloyd, you know? Call my wife a Rusty, and I can't say the rest of it out of love for you guys. But if you come to my show,
right.
I can't do it. Can you beep it? What are we doing?
No, we can't. We're not smart enough to beep. We're not quick enough to
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
bro, call my wife a Rusty douchebag. sir, we're in Temple. Okay. Thank you, Rabbi. But can we just finish the no, okay.
Jeremy Piven. Sunday. So you said you're coming back into town later, like at a different time for the
performance. Oh yeah, I'll be back. You know, we got it. We're gonna put the film in theaters, and I'll be back. whether I'm back with the performance or to play, you know, St. Louis again, because I love it, I'll definitely step in and say hello to you guys. And this way we can talk about my stand-up because you guys will have seen it. I'd rather, you know, I'd rather you guys then have a reference for what I do as a stand-up because I really love to do it. All roads lead to stand-up. I've been trying to get my comedy into every film and TV, everything I've ever done. And then now this is a chance for me to kind of have full freedom.
Well, it's awesome, man. And we're looking forward to having you in town. I know it's going to be a short trip, but and I mean it. Stay on the line here. We'll see if we could figure something out as far as the meet and greet thing. We would love to be able to give that away to people.
I'm Jewish and I love my money, but I'll give away tickets. I don't care.
Yeah,
whatever it takes.
All right, just hang out for just a second, Jeremy Piven. Okay. It was awesome to talk to you. Thank you again at the factory on Sunday, 7:30 is the show.
I'll see you guys.
All right.
Lloyd! Awesome. Lloyd! There, that was for you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Jeremy Piven with us. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. This is 104.1 FM KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Chris Ranji, Amy Marks Kors with you. And yesterday we introduced our question of the week. And each Tuesday we're going to pose a question for our wonderful listening audience and get your opinions. And it was a doozy yesterday. So the question of the week, and we still want to hear from you. The question of the week is, which youth sport has the worst parents?
Mm-hmm.
We put up on @ChrisAmyKMOX on Twitter, @ChrisAmyKMOX, which youth sport has the worst parents? And we listed baseball, soccer, basketball, or hockey. Of course, you can add anything that's not in there. Do you want to guess who's winning so far, Ron?
It's got to be baseball.
It's baseball.
Yeah.
Baseball has almost 51% of the vote.
Now, in fairness, part of it could be that most kids play some form of baseball growing up, at least for a little bit, like T-ball, Little League.
But also soccer, CYC soccer.
I think more people play baseball than play soccer. I could be wrong about that.
Here's the only reason, and I'm guessing baseball encompasses softball, because obviously
yes.
girls
yeah, for sure.
are playing softball. Growing up, I never did. I played soccer, and I felt like all my friends played soccer, but... What about the fact that we brought up yesterday, which is baseball lends itself to obnoxious parents. There's moments of quiet. There are so many judgment calls.
So many judgment calls.
From the umpire and the coaches.
The volume of calls.
Yes.
So in soccer, a lot of play goes by before the referee blows a whistle or puts a, issues a red card or yellow card or whatever. But in baseball, every 20 seconds, there's a call being made.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pitch that's a strike. It's a ball. Oh, you missed that call. That was a strike. No, that was a ball. And then you have both ends. You have parents on one side mad about the call, and then parents on the other side happy about it.
Yeah.
So I do think baseball will end up running away with this thing. But it is our question of the week. At Chris Amy KMOX, find the poll and vote.
I asked Kevin Wheeler this question while you guys were doing the Gas House Gang. An hour later, I had my answer. I asked him about parents because he coaches pretty competitive baseball, like 12, 13, 14-year-olds. He said he has got great parents on his team, but they've played a lot of teams where he said there was a grandpa one time at a tournament, not his team, but a different team, that was heckling every single player from Wheeler's team as they were batting. And I don't know if they were like 12-year-olds or 14-year-olds at the time, but this grandpa was just yelling at every kid. And Wheeler said he finally walked up to him and said, "If you don't stop, I'm going to blanking stand here and heckle you for the rest of the game."
Dude, parents. Oh, my God.
What do you do? You're heckling a child.
And you're right on top of the officials if you want to be. You're right on top of the umpire, because if the backstop is where most Little League backstops are, it's like 5 feet away from the plate, and the parents are right up against that fence. So it can be pretty obnoxious.
Have you ever seen a fist fight break out?
At a Little League game? I don't know if I have seen that before. I don't think so. I did see one game I umpired. And this was kids were a little older, so I think it was like 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened. This one kid flew off the handle, and the game was over. I don't remember what happened in the game, but I knew this one kid, he may have gotten ejected because he was a hothead. And we are standing by the area in between all the diamonds where the concession stand is. You have the four diamonds facing different directions. Mm-hmm. Concession stand in the middle, typical layout. And we were there, and I looked up, and I saw the kid running from like where the dugout was, barreling straight toward the other umpire.
Okay.
And I was like, "Whoa, what's going on here?" And he grabbed him. I don't remember why that happened, but parents came and pulled him off of the guy.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the kid, though. That wasn't a parent doing that.
I'm pretty sure I saw a fist fight at a hockey game one time, but I can't remember. I mean, it was years ago. I would have been in my teens, but I'm pretty sure I saw.
I've not seen a fist fight.
What they call it? They would call it a scuffle, Ronj.
Oh, I know what a scuffle is.
Yeah, there was a scuffle in the stands. So we want to hear from you, 314-436-7900. You can call or text. Leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app on the microphone icon. We might play your voice message. Vote on Twitter at ChrisAmyKMOX.
Also, speaking of voting, go to at ChrisAmyKMOX. Right at the top pinned is the St. Louis Magazine A-List. We are in a category that you can vote for us. Right there at the top. Go and vote. Otherwise, I will threaten you. I will threaten your home.
A threat.
I will slash your tires.
Ugh, Ronj, you can't. No.
I will steal your dog, and I will take good care of it.
No, Ronj. Oh, my gosh.
Go vote for us in the A-List, please, so that we can tell our boss how good we are. It's Chris and Amy, 104.1 FM, KMOX. John Rooney, the voice of the Cardinals, joins us next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Serpa's pitch, a swing and a hit to left field for Wynn. Taking the turn at second, Nootbaar is trying for third. The throw, the slide, safe and into second base, Mason Wynn.
Cardinals with a homestand of 9 games. It began last night against the Kansas City Royals. Unfortunately, the Royals were able to come back. Cardinals up. KC takes game one of the series, however, and they'll get back at it tonight. 5:50 pregame show, 6:45 first pitch right here on KMOX. To the guest line we go. Voice of the Cardinals, you just heard right there. John Rooney is with us on KMOX. Good morning, John.
Good morning, all. How's it going?
We're doing okay here on the show. So last night, that was a difficult one, one of the tougher losses the Cardinals have had this season. So as you saw it, what happened there?
Well, things fell apart on Pallante. He had retired 13 in a row, and the next thing you know, 5 hits in a row. And then the Royals are right back in it. Witt drove in 4 of the runs last night. But it was Salvador Perez hit with 2 outs that drove in the go-ahead run, and the Cardinals did not have an answer. And Steven Matz wasn't all that effective when he came in. Leahy was a little bit better. I think he had a pretty good grip on his slider as things worked out. Hopefully he's found that because he's been so good to this point in the season. And last night, Matt Swanson did a nice job finishing up. But it was just that start that went down the drain so fast for Andre Pallante, and the Cardinals weren't able to come back. The Royal bullpen wasn't in the shape that it's in now when they played back in the middle of May in Kansas City. That's a better bullpen. They seem to be rested up, and did a good job last night, and we'll see what happens tonight in the rematch of Miles Michaelis against the young lefty Noah Cameron.
You mentioned Steven Matson. It wasn't as good for him last night, but he has been pretty good for them in that role.
Well, bullpen has been pretty good. Didn't give up a run in the Baltimore series. And then Texas was able to get to them on Friday and again on Sunday. And then the Royals were able to add on last night. But it was the start that got away from Pallante. I'm sure that's eating away at Andre today, how he was really cruising after giving up a single and a home run to the game's first two batters. Witt hit a home run to make it 2-0. Nolan Gorman came back to tie it up with a two-run homer that went off Isbell's glove in center field. And then it was 13 in a row set down by the Cardinal starter. But, boy, when it goes fast sometimes, and it did last night.
Hey, John, it was Pallante's second time being a starter in the big leagues. And, I mean, there's got to be an art to it, a skill to it, that he's still learning as well as he adjusts to being a starter.
Well, he didn't have his curveball last night. When he's spiking the curveball, they can just eliminate that pitch and zero in on what he's throwing. And that was one of the things that happened. We've seen him spike that curveball recently, and it doesn't pay dividends when he does that. So it got away from him last night, and we just move forward now, and he'll have to think about that the next 4 or 5 days and getting ready for the next start.
You know, John, being a broadcaster, you're doing, you know, you got a job to do, and, you know, you're just presenting the game. But do you, as a part of you, of course, wants the Cardinals to win. So as a broadcaster, when a game like that happens, do you have feels about it? You know, are you like, ah, dang it, you know, deep down, even though you can't say it like that, are you feeling like a fan might feel when a lead slips away like that?
Oh, every team announcer wants their team to win. It makes things a whole lot easier. And I've had some guys say, well, if you give me a 500 team, or at least we're winning every other day, I can make it interesting. But the team makes it interesting with the way they've been playing. They're in every game. They were in that game last night. They fell behind and just couldn't get a big hit. They left runners at second and third in two innings. You bring in two of those runs, make it a one-run ball game, then the pressure's on the Kansas City bullpen, and it might be a different outcome. But that may turn around tonight, and they may be able to even up the series and then go for a series win on Thursday. But, no, every team announcer wants their team to win. There's no question about it. But you try to stay objective in presenting the game so you don't miss anything out there, because things happen good and bad throughout any game that's played.
Also, as a broadcaster, obviously a fan of the game itself, do you enjoy when you get an opportunity to see a young player like the Royals' top prospect, Caglione, in his major league debut?
Well, we'll see how he does. That's the way I look at it. There are so many players that are hyped in baseball, and some work out, some don't. Bobby Witt Jr. was really hyped. He has worked out. I thought he was the MVP in the American League last year because he can run, he can throw. He made a great throw on a play last night that took a hit away from one of the Cardinals, deep short. And he worked out, but we'll see what Caglione has going. He hit all those home runs. He had four homers, I think, in a five-game stretch at Salt Lake City recently, and that was making the move from Double-A to Triple-A. He stands in well at the plate, and he might be worth all the hype, but it's a long, long season. We all remember Bo Hart, how that worked out. He was just gangbusters when he first came to the big leagues. And then, if you don't make the adjustments, things don't work out. But that happens to a lot of players who come up.
I think that's one thing I've come to appreciate more and more over the years, is just it's not just getting to the big leagues, which is so difficult, but staying in the big leagues is almost impossible. It's so impressive when players have long careers.
Well, that's the hard part. Once you get here, you have to stay here. And I think overcoming the fear and the feelings like, if I mess up, I'm going back. If there's any doubt, especially in baseball, if a player has any doubt about his performance in the field, at the plate, or a pitcher who's trying to find something that works, it probably won't. The confidence level is so important in this game, where Yogi said 90% of the game's half mental. It's almost all mental. It was a funny line, but I know what he's talking about, that if you don't have the right frame of mind, and George Kissel always said that you have to have that good concentration and rely on the fundamentals of the game and what you've been taught for a pitcher to trust their stuff, for a hitter to go with what's been working and adjust from there. It's all part of staying in the big leagues. And we've seen guys come up, they did okay, then they didn't do so well, went back down, and the next time up, they stayed for a complete career. Lance Johnson comes to mind. He was in the Cardinals organization and traded along with Ricky Horton to the White Sox for Jose De Leon, but he didn't do well at the big league level with the White Sox. Went down. There was a change of managers. When he came back up, he did not go back. Led the league in triples several times. Was in the top four or five in outfield assists as he learned to hit the cutoff man and did a great job with that. And the guy could steal bases, but he had to go through that adjustment period, as many, many players do.
What do you believe a manager's role is in creating an environment that helps a young player, you know, like Victor Scott or Jordan Walker or whoever else, have confidence to stick around?
I mean, it's up to the player to do something, too. I hear this is on the manager and that's on the manager. And the manager, the coaching staff, they are doing everything they can to put these players in a position where they can succeed. But eventually, it's up to the player. That's the accountability and the responsibility. I think the best thing a manager and a coaching staff can do is demand accountability. Look, this is what you have to do to perform. We think you're good. That's why you were drafted, and that's why you're here. And I think that's what we've seen from these young players so far. But I hear so many other people, well, the manager has to do this and do that. He has to manage what he's given. And these managers put in so much time. They're at the ballpark so early, and they're thinking about the game even when they're not at the ballpark. But they are doing the preparation to try to work with the guys individually, to try to work with the hitters and then the pitchers. What goes on to win one baseball game, I think, would blow fans away if they happen to see it on a day-to-day basis. But eventually, and I think that's why the outfield defense has been so much better. John Jay has demanded accountability out there, and now the players demand accountability themselves, and they work with each other in that regard. It's a competition to get better, and that's why I like this team. That's why I like the way they've played so far, because they have given themselves a chance to win, and they're thinking about what they're doing, and they're looking to get better. And a manager, that's the thing he can do with his coaching staff, is just put them in that position. And yes, the manager has to be a coach, he has to be a developer, he has to be a psychologist, and he has to be a little bit of everything, because these guys are human. Yeah. They come in, they have families, and there are issues, I'm sure, at home that they have to deal with, or issues that they're dealing with within their family back home. For the young guys who are away from home for an extended period of time for the first time in their careers, and a lot of these guys just shoot right through the majors, just like Caglione coming up after being drafted not that long ago, or Jackson Holliday. But once they get the taste of big league life and they catch on to what they need to do to stay in the big leagues, and the coaches and the managers are very helpful in that regard. But it all comes down to accountability for the players themselves, I think.
Yeah. No, you mentioned the players, the manager, and obviously the coaching staff would help build those relationships. And I imagine, feel like I've heard a lot of stories, especially from the Cardinals clubhouse, that veteran players also play a role in helping to guide the younger guys.
You know, there are people that you say chemistry in a clubhouse is an important thing, and some say, oh, it doesn't matter at all. The guys get done, they shower, they get dressed, they head home and do this or that. But they do spend a lot of time together at the ballpark. And these guys, I think, really care for one another. They pull for one another, and they are kind of looking after one another. And you need a few veteran players. The thing I've really seen change in baseball is where you don't have that 30-something player that's making $1, $2, $3 million that could really be a big voice and a big factor in helping young players develop and that bridge between the young players and the veterans. You don't see that anymore, probably because of the economics in the game. And the minimum salary is over 800, I believe, now. So you don't have that guy. And at one point, that was John Jay, Daniel Descalzo, when they got to that point in their careers. I just thank goodness that we have them on the coaching staff where they can help teach, they can help develop. But it's always good to have a helping hand from one of your teammates. And it comes from teammates caring about one another. And if you have a really good clubhouse going there and you have guys pulling for one another, that usually shows up in the results in a positive way on the field.
All right, last thing, John. 60 games are done in this baseball season. What has been, in your opinion, the story of the Cardinals in 2025?
Well, I think it's the story of the hitting and being in just about every ball game. They've only been out of maybe three or four games tops out of the 60. And that's saying a lot for a team that many look at to be one of the bottom teams in the division, either fourth or fifth when the season started. And the way the guys have gone about their work, it's been fun to watch. They're an exciting team. They battle every time they go out there. The effort, we knew they would go out and they would really give it their best to compete. But they've done a lot more than that, as I think they've been learning to win and how to come back in games. Last night, one of those games that gets away, and I go back to my good friend, the late Jim Fregosi. He told me for the first time, he said, baseball, you're only as good as that night's starting pitcher. And last night, things fell apart on Andre Pallante, and the Royals picked up a win. Even though their pitcher wasn't very good starting the game either, the Cardinals got seven runs off Lorenzen. But the bullpen was just a little bit better for Kansas City, and that's why the Royals won. But the Cardinals are even in the season series with the Royals, a playoff team from a year ago. And we have another playoff team from a year ago, made the World Series coming in over the weekend. And the Dodgers and the Toronto Blue Jays are trying to get back there to where they're a consistent winner in the American League. They're coming in yet. June is going to be a challenge. But after playing so well in the month of May against some pretty good teams, I think the guys know what they need to do, how they need to go about it, and that's why it's fun to watch them go out and compete, feeling they have a chance to win.
5:50 pregame show tonight, 6:45 first pitch, game two against the Royals. John Rooney will be on the call. We appreciate it, John, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, sounds good. Have a good one.
John Rooney with us on KMOX. Yep, that's right. Matt Pauly's got that pregame show, 5:50.
I love it. I love Cardinal baseball on the radio. I will go on walks and turn with the Odyssey app, Ronge.
Yeah.
Which you can download, listen to KMOX wherever you go.
What?
The Odyssey app and listen to John Rooney and Ricky Horton on the call.
You sure can.
That's a good feeling.
Isn't
it? That helped keep me sane during COVID. Not even joking, because I didn't like seeing the empty stadiums during COVID. But hearing Rooney and Horton was that was a good thing.
The homestand continues. Game two of nine here at Busch Stadium. Kansas City Royals tonight. That is Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ronge. This is 104.1 FM KMOX. How come that did not say that promo's old?
Oh, it didn't say we're award winning.
It did not.
We have the best opinion.
Best opinion in the entire state. The whole state of Missouri.
That's insane.
I don't know how many people are in this state. It's popular, well, like 7 million.
We beat Jamie Haldeman.
Yes.
We did. It's not a joke.
No, I know.
We were number one.
I know. 6.245 million in Missouri.
And we had the best opinion.
We had the best opinion of over 6 million people.
I've said this so many times, but the way it goes down in my head is we're talking and I go, here's what I think. And then the award people are like,
wow,
dog, what an opinion.
Oh, that's how I know an opinion is coming. Here's what I think.
Here's what I think.
Yeah, Missouri Broadcasters Association, NBA. Chris and Amy show, best opinion. Not a big deal.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what? I'm gonna brag.
Which opinion?
Let me do the brag, okay. John Hancock style.
Yeah.
Best opinion, no big deal.
I don't like to talk.
I like to talk.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. We don't know which opinion was the best.
You know what we were talking about.
I know. We have no idea what we were talking about. That's when you know you're good, mm-hmm. when you accidentally win an award.
Wow. Look at us. Didn't even know we were up for it. What if it was somebody's job?
I bet there were two people in the category.
And they had to listen to every show in the entire state. All the time.
I don't care.
Oh,
I
my
don't
gosh.
Care. Just whatever. Just pick an opinion.
Just pick one. Who
Here's
cares?
What
You're right.
I think.
We have tickets to give away to see Cody Johnson, but we don't, not yet. You got to listen for your chance to win. So calm down. calm down. Don't start dialing up now, because you can do that and you'll be dialing air.
Yeah, so don't do it yet.
We'll tell you when it's time to win.
Oh, I know what you can do in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
You can vote for us, because here's what happens. You win one award, you get high.
You can be up for another one.
You want to win another one. It's what? The award high. STL, St. Louis Magazine's A-list. Vote for us.
We are not trying to say we're awesome. Other people clearly are doing that for us, but we're just repeating it.
Isn't that what A-list stands for, the awesome list?
I don't know what it means.
I don't either.
I think it just means A-list.
A-list.
Or maybe it's STL Mag a list. Maybe it's not A-list. Maybe it's just a list.
Here's a so like the category we're in, which is news talk. It's just a list of news.
What does this mean? I don't know. It's just a list.
I think that's
vote for us in a list.
Vote for us in a list. The list at Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter. We have it pinned. Otherwise, you can go to STL Mag's a list.
And this isn't. I'm going to make it clear. This isn't because we need validation from anybody.
Oh,
because
are you sure?
We already know how great we are.
Are you sure?
I feel like
it's a little bit of validation.
It's about rubbing it in Steve's face.
I thought we were just trying to beat the Glover Show.
Oh no, I don't care about that.
Because they're on the list too.
Yeah, they've been around a long time. They probably won it before. And if they win, good for them. But here's the thing: I would like to be able to print it out.
Yeah.
When it says, oh, you're on the A-list.
You're on
a
list.
Will we get like a little certificate or something?
I hope it's one of those where it's a PDF, you click on it, and you
print it out yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
I will march that down the hall to Steve's office and slam it on the door in the window and say, how do you like them apples?
See, I don't
That's what I'd say.
I don't even need to do that. Basically, it's sometimes when we have meetings, Steve hurts my feelings. Because I'm trying.
He does. He hurts your feelings a lot.
I'm
and you know what?
Trying to do a good show, and I don't think it's working.
I'm here for it. It is the cutest thing in the world when Steve hurts your feelings.
So sad. I just think if we win this award on a list, the A-list, a list, I feel like when he hurts my feelings, I can hold up the printout and say, but the people like
when
this.
Amy is in a good mood, she's talkative and over-talkative.
Yeah.
And Steve yesterday says, I like it when you're in a bad mood better.
I like depressed Amy better. Because she doesn't talk as much. Well, don't worry. She's coming back.
Oh, no.
Hang around here long enough. Anyway, we need to be on a list. A list. St. Louis Magazine's a list.
Yeah, we want to win a list. We want to be on a list.
But it is pinned on our Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX. Yeah. And we really just need you to
vote.
And
you can vote every day.
Yeah.
Once.
So that we can tell Steve, so when he says mean things about the show,
you throw it in his face.
Well, we can print it out and hold it up.
That's what we're going to do. And that's the only reason I want that. Amy Marks scores. Spite. I love spite awards. A spite award is my favorite kind. Amy Marks scores and Chris Ranji, hour 3 of the show. My God, do we love you? We do.
Don't we
love everybody?
Oh, we do.
It's 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.